Prologue.
I know she's coming for me. My master shows me images of her every day. He does it to discourage me, to make me give up all hope. But it has the opposite effect. She's not given up, so I won't either. She has even found friends who are helping her. An angel, a hellhound, and a werewolf. I'm almost a bit jealous about that. No, make that very jealous. I don't have a single friend here, even though my master likes to pretend that he is. In reality, he's vile and rotten inside. Nothing like the nice facade he's built as his body. I've seen his true self many times, and trust me, it's not something anyone ever wants to see. But now she's getting even closer. She's stuck in one of the circles, and I think that's my master's doing. He's been trying to delay her for years now. He's not succeeding, though. Kira keeps coming, and she will get here eventually. Into the center of hell. The place where flesh melts from bones, and souls cry out in anguish. The place he's holding me captive. The place I've grown up in. I don't think she's realized yet. The men haven't told her. She'll be in for a shock when she finds out. She's expecting to find a toddler. But by the time she makes it here, I'll be a grown woman. Even if she hurries, I'll be older than her when she arrives. Thing is, the further you get into hell, the faster time flows. While mere days might pass in the outer circles, here in the center, those days will be years. And they've not told her. I wonder what she'll do to them when she finds out. I smile at the thought. They're in for one hell of a beating. Kira is able to travel through hell because she burns as brightly as the fires devouring the souls. She's a light in the darkness, and she'll save me. I just need to survive until she does.